is time for Table Talk this morning. We're 21 minutes after the 8 o'clock hour. Currently sitting at 38 degrees outside. We've got a special guest over from Snow College. He's been a Badger for nearly a decade now. Came as the athletic director, and he just keeps getting more responsibilities. One of the busier men on campus. He's now the men's basketball coach, assistant to the president for auxiliary services, and he's the college's COVID-19 expert. Rob Nielsen joining us this morning on Table Talk. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tanner. Thanks for hosting us and letting us share a little bit about the college.
So obviously the biggest thing that's dominated this past year has been the coronavirus pandemic, and it's affected just about everyone everywhere, including us here in San Pete County, San Pete Sevier Counties. What's life been like at the college? What kind of preventative measures have you guys taken for COVID-19?
You know, it's surprising. It's almost been a year already that we have.
Right.
And a year ago, you know, we shut everything down and everybody went home. We prepared for the summer to host school again as normal as we could. The students have been great. Both semesters we've been able to hold face-to-face classes with masks and other preventive measures, social distancing. This semester we're doing the same thing and things are going well. We've added testing this semester, so we're testing students every couple of weeks just to make sure we know what's going on campus. Our infection rate's only about 3%.
Awesome.
The rest of the state's about 17 to 20. So the colleges, they thought were a carrier. It's not been nearly as big of an issue on campus as I think people thought it was going to be.
How often are you testing students? Is it at random? Is there a frequency that you're doing that with?
So the governor asked us to have every student tested every 2 weeks. And then they change it to a bit of a random. Mm. So we're trying to have the students come in every 2 weeks. We test every day. Both here in Richfield, as testing is available, and so they can come in any time, but we're encouraging them to come every 2 weeks.
Gotcha. Awesome. Tell us a little bit about the COVID Cares team and what that's been like over at Snow.
Well, when we started this whole thing, we emptied out the Nuttall Hall second floor, bottom floor, as kind of our place to put people that have to be quarantined. So as soon as we find that someone has the virus, we encourage them to either go to Nuttall Hall, where we're able to take care of them, or else they go home. Then the COVID care team is able to provide meals. They deliver meals to them. They work with their teachers and instructors to make sure that their academics are taken care of. So if they need a notepad or a laptop or something, we get that. So it's just a team of great people that spend time taking care of the people that have COVID and making sure that they get everything they need while they're in their quarantine and isolation period.
That's fantastic. I've talked to a few students that have had that. They were very comfortable, made life a lot easier on them, a little less stressful in what's already a pretty stressful situation in having COVID. You mentioned students have been really great at wearing masks on campus. You've been able to hold the face-to-face classes. What's been the overall student support for what they've been asked to do?
Well, the students wanted to be in class. Well, they want to be face-to-face. At least they want to be away from home and be able to do what they
right.
want to do. And so we told them if you go face-to-face, or if you go wear your masks, then we'll keep school open. And so every time that we need a reminder that, you know, this is either we close school or else you conform and wear your masks, they've been great. At all the events, you know, last night, a reminder, and pretty soon people start putting their masks back on. So they don't like to wear them, but they understand that if they don't wear them, we may not be able to keep campus open, and they really want to be. I think we're probably one of the most open campuses in the United States and the most classes face-to-face. I just went on basketball trips to Wyoming and Arizona. And those schools, some of them aren't even in session yet. They're still online.
Uh-huh.
No fans, and they've really, they're not doing anything as far as social activities.
That was an impressive crowd last night at the basketball game. You guys really had a great turnout, and it felt a little bit normal for a little bit last night.
As close as we could, you know, every other seat and every other bench and all the things. But I think we're starting to get a little bit back to normal. Our counts are going down, and hopefully we're going to get, with the vaccinations and everything that we're starting, we can overcome this.
Speaking of athletics, a bit of an odd year for junior colleges, playing all your sports in the spring. What's that been like, trying to adjust your schedule and really plan things out this far ahead?
Well, the fall semester was really quite nice. I had Thanksgiving at home. I had Christmas at home. And we kind of enjoyed things that we've never done before because we're always involved in athletics during that time. Now that everything is in the spring, we're going to be very busy. So there'll be a lot of games, a lot of opportunities for people to come and watch the Badgers. Right now we've got volleyball and basketball going, and then March, the end of March, we'll start with soccer and softball and football. So
volleyball's ranked pretty high right now, aren't they? Aren't they near the top of the NJCAA polls?
Yes, they're number three right now. So they're having a great year. They beat probably five of the top six teams in the country. So wow. They got upset by USU Eastern. That dropped them from two to three, and then Eastern's jumped up to five or six, I think. So volleyball team's off to a great start and really a good group of kids. And they're on the road to, I think they're down in Yavapai.
Oh, okay.
Or Prescott, maybe.
Right on. Any other highlights you'd like to point out with men's and women's basketball going on right now?
Women's basketball is off to a good start. They've got a really good team, and I think they're going to have a really good year. And then very proud of our men's basketball team. Like I say, we went and played a couple of top 25 teams in Arizona, beat one of them, and then we beat the number 17th ranked team last night here at home. So we have a really tough schedule, and we like to play the best teams we can and see how we measure up against the best. So a couple of games this week, and then we start league next week for both volleyball and basketball.
Very exciting times. It was just fun last night. It was just good to be there and watch basketball. And if you just love sports, being around these Badgers is a lot of fun. Something else I noticed driving by. I've been out of town for a couple of years, just moved back. There's a new sign at the football stadium. New name, new sign, Terry Foote Stadium. Is that correct?
Right. So it's still Robert Stoddard Field. It's a Terry Foote Stadium. And the Foots donated a large amount of money to the College Scholarship Fund, and that's what he requested, that we name the field after him. And so that whole entry now has really changed a lot with the new buildings. If you haven't been here for a couple of years, the entrance to the field and the field, everything has really been upgraded, and I think it looks really good, and we're excited to start football games the end of March.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with a little spring football. Definitely bridges a bit of a gap there. I think a lot of members in the community, if they're wondering about these athletics, what's the use policies right now of your two activity centers, and how can the community get involved with that?
So the Horn Activity Center and the Bergeson Athletic Center are both open for our students, the community, staff. We encourage them. We like to have them come. It's been very busy. So we are monitoring a little bit about the number of people that are in the various gyms and areas. But as long as you're masked up, people are able to come and exercise, swim, do the things they'd like to do. So we haven't changed much there. You need to come in with a mask. Most of the activities you can do unmasked while you're exercising, and then put your mask on as you leave. But everything's open, and we've had really good success, people coming and working out.
Let's shift gears a little bit, because you are the assistant to the president for auxiliary services. What's housing been like as of late, especially in this crazy, crazy time we live in?
It was interesting. In the spring, we decided to refund the money for the students that went home early, and that's proven to be a really good thing. You know, they kind of trusted that if they came back to school and they were in housing, that they'd be well taken care of. So our occupancy has been the highest it's been for 4 or 5 years. On campus housing. So
that's awesome.
That's really good. That's going to allow us, I think, an opportunity to expand our housing on Richfield, and we're looking at a project on Richfield campus to start campus housing. It would be a 32-bed project, and we're looking to get that approved by the board, the building board and the board of trustees, so that we could start construction on housing in Richfield.
And what can you tell us about the campus store right now? That's still fairly busy.
It's been really busy, and we just, I think last week, we were able to go online. So now
awesome.
You can order online. It'll be shipped right to you. So if you're looking for some swag or from anything Badger-related, if you go online to the bookstore, you can see that you can order online, and everything's now we have an online store, which we've been working on for a while to give people more opportunities in other areas to buy gear and things that we have there.
I'm going to have to check that out, because I think I was the only one last night sitting on the press row that didn't have anything with the snow logo on it. I've still got too much BYU stuff from being up there the last few years.
Well, you can get, I'll trade you in that BYU stuff. You just bring it in. I'll get you some orange stuff.
We'll have to make a swap, yeah. What can you tell us about what's going on with food services right now?
It's It's been busy. It's really been a change for food services with the whole restaurant business and everything, the guidelines for how we serve food and what we can serve and how we do it. But the staff there has really stepped up. You know, costs have gone up just because of the more containers and all of the things that have changed because of COVID. The way we eat now is really different, but they've adapted and our students are eating. We've went to a meal plan where students get a certain number of swipes each week, and so the students are eating more, and I think they'll eat throughout the semester, we're finding. Hopefully that helps them be healthier and also helps the mental health of our campus, which we're working to do with food, housing, and exercise. If we'll do those three things, we think we can help.
Awesome. Legislative session still going on. That obviously impacts state schools like Snow College. Do you have any updates from the legislative session and how that's going to impact Snow, any of the bills?
Well, we have several bills that we're presenting. We're excited about the people that are up there and leading it from the rural areas of Utah. So our governor and everybody, we think, have an interest in what we're doing. So we're looking for a good session. The economic situation of the state was much better than we thought it was going to be, mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of extra money. So we've got some new programs we're working on and trying to see if we can't talk the legislator and giving us some of those. So those bills are there, and we hope they get passed, but that's kind of always a last-minute thing to see what happens with higher education at legislative session.
I think one thing a lot of people are wondering throughout not just the state but the country, commencement plans. What's on the docket for Snow College commencement plans this spring?
Well, we really missed having commencement last year, and we knew the students did. So we've got a lot of options. Right now we're kind of looking at playing with the idea of having it at the football field, having it outdoors. That'd be the 1st of May, so the weather would be you never know what might be.
Right.
So we would plan on having it on the football field and then have contingency plans to move indoors if things kind of stay the same. Other options are a drive-by, but we want to try and do something this year to recognize the students who could be our biggest graduating class ever. And so
we're
really excited about that, but want to have something. And so we've got a lot of plans and different things, but kind of looking for an outdoor one maybe this year.
Very cool. Community involvement's another thing that I think a lot of people are wondering about. Invitations to attend events. What's the situation there?
We right now we are open, and we think we can host as many people as want to come to our events. We probably had 1,000 people maybe last night. I'm not sure yet on the count, but we think it's important that for our mental health and social health and well-being that we get with people, and we have to follow guidelines and we have to follow the rules, but we want to have people come out and be smart and enjoy the events. And so we're welcoming people. If you contact the athletic department, we have a spring pass where you can get a pass for all of our spring sports. One price, one ticket will get you into all of the spring events, which is everything. So it's going to be busy and a lot of things going on. So if you want to find something to do, there will be a lot of things over the next 5 months.
All right, final question for you. We'll leave on this note. Can you tell us about the changing demographics, student population, college responses to meet students' needs? You've mentioned a few things throughout the interview, but if you want to just touch on that a little bit.
Well, it's interesting. As we look at our enrollment, it's up again. And so we were one of the few schools in the country, a two-year school, to have increased enrollment, and we think that's because we were face-to-face. As we go over the next 3 or 4 years, the number of students going to college, being college age, goes up until about 2025. In 2025, after that, there's a big drop-off of the number of students that are available to come to college. And so it's going to be a challenge to recruit and keep as many kids on campus as we have just because the number of possible kids aren't there. So we're going to look at some other options, online learning and some things where we can reach out to people where they are and give them, other people and more people, an opportunity to get a Snow education face-to-face or online or remotely, however you want to look at it. We want to give people more options and more opportunities to get the experience that everybody gets when they come to Snow and feel a little bit of that Snow spirit that means so much to the people here in this area.
That's what brought me back. So, well, Rob, anything else you'd like to touch base on with us today?
No, I think that's pretty wide range. That's pretty good.
It was good, yeah. It was a plethora of topics, no doubt. That's Rob Nielsen. He wears a lot of hats over at the college, including athletic director, men's basketball coach, assistant to the president for auxiliary services, and he is the college's COVID-19 expert. Rob, thanks for joining us again today.
Thank you.
That is Table Talk for this morning. It's Wednesday, February 3rd, 39 degrees outside, and we're 24 minutes away from 9 o'clock.